Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Central, O-O-C, O-O-C, O'Neill on Cliff Central, O-O-C, O-O-C, O'Neill on Cliff Central. Listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central. O-O-C, O-O-C.
Yeah, baby.
Alright, this is probably one of our most ambitious shows that we tried to put together just for your listening pleasure and your viewing pleasure. The one thing I already mentioned is that you'll only be able to watch everything that we're doing in the studio on Monday, sadly. But I'll tell you what, we're happy. We have the remarkable, the phenomenal, the songstress herself. Listen, and you look absolutely breathtaking.
Oh,
so
God.
I see you've been hitting the gym.
I have. It's an ongoing journey, but I'm enjoying it. I'm getting more crazier now about this gym thing.
And
it's...
you did rugby yesterday. I mean,
Oh my God, who does that? I was like, it was so nice. That's a beautiful stress reliever. Girls, especially girls, they need to go play
rugby.
Rugby, yes. Go play
How?
Rugby, girls.
How do women even do rugby?
I don't know. I did it last night and I'm so sore. Like, you hit things with your shoulders. You actually push each other. Oh, it was so, so good.
Listen, we're glad to have you here. Since the last time you and I sat down and talked,
yeah.
I have to tell you, one of our most treasured interviews yeah. was the interview I did with you.
Oh, wow.
People just fell in love with your personality and just the person behind the music. And it took us so long to actually put this together. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Judith Sepulma is here with us in the studio for a full hour.
Oh,
so we'll
wow.
get into all sorts of things, into why
yeah.
she would even consider going for rugby.
Because she's crazy.
It's so good to see you. How's life been?
It's been so awesome. Let me tell you, I'm having fun.
Uh-huh.
I made a decision to have fun with my life. I think, 2 years ago. You know, when you grow up and then you come from Polokwane and then you're trying to figure it out and then you finally kind of like think you're getting it. And then when you do get it, then you actually go into responsibilities of being a mom.
Yeah.
So you don't really remember what it's like to actually be that fun girl. So I decided when I had my last baby that, you know what, I'm gonna actually figure out who Judith is so that I don't have anybody to blame in future.
Yeah.
So I've been enjoying my life so much, enjoying it with my children, with myself. That's why I'm training so hard, because I've just discovered that I really love feeling good. It's more really about feeling good
yeah,
and looking
yeah.
good about yourself. And that's what life has been. And I love putting together shows. I'm creating my own workspace in the middle of getting work, everywhere else. So it's just really a lot of fun. It's awesome.
In an industry that assumes when you're not seen everywhere,
yeah.
or in publications or on social media,
yeah.
somehow people assume you're down and out.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
You know what? I don't really know what I think about it, but all I know is that sometimes it's a choice.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I made it a choice a long time ago after I had so many bringing downs in the, if I may call them that, in the media. And when you try to do something good, they always pull you back to that thing that they call bad. And it's like they create you.
Your reality.
So and if you're not a strong character and you're not a strong personality rather,
yeah.
You will crumble. So I made a decision that, you know what? From now on, I will do really great things that I will talk about when I want to talk about them. Now I get an opportunity to talk about great things.
Yeah.
And it's just really sad that it comes to that. But when you don't see people in the media or anywhere, social network, media network, know that it's their choice.
Mm.
Sometimes, especially if they're a strong brand, you know that that is their choice. And sometimes it's actually good to not be seen everywhere.
Yeah. Now, let's just quickly go back to where it started for you, for the benefit of those who have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
To music.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is always the same for most people. It started in church.
Yeah.
You didn't even know you could sing until your mother realized you could sing.
Yeah.
What is your story?
My story is that my mom tells me that from a very early age, I used to irritate everybody with singing. What I used to think is singing. Yeah, I sing everywhere, sing about everything that I could see. I would start a song and they used to say, this child, I never made sense to them until, you know, when I was in high school, we were in a choir, so they actually asked me to sing soprano, and I didn't even like, you know, being, you know, in the back. I wanted to be in front, and I was young. Every time I said no, but I want to sing there, I had no idea. So for me, it's like a high school kind of thing at home, and then eventually discovering this is a gift when I was, I think, 13, 14. Then I discovered, actually, you know what, there's this thing called singing, and I actually can do it. And then when I discovered that, I wanted to be heard. I started asking questions about where can I go, what should I listen to, who should I listen to, and then the right people just came into my life, you know. And then to be discovered, I would say, I don't even know if there's something like that, but I think you kind of like present yourself to people because you want to be, you know, heard and you want to be discovered. So I remember Selo Halane had started this choir thing at a church around the corner from my house, and I went there because I was this girl, O Papayo Abinang, I would just sing everywhere. So they said, there's this girl, Wahasipuma. And he came and he got me, he found me, and then I was a part of his choir until I was grabbed by Brenda Fassie. And I've talked about this before so many times, but the story for me is one of the stories that made me become a stronger person, a stronger character, and a stronger artist, you know. And I made a decision to just go find this Brenda person. And I found her, asked her, told her, actually didn't ask her, I told her, listen, I can sing. Your
Do you remember
sister,
what year this
I can
was?
Sing. This was, oh my Lord, okay. I think it was 1989.
Okay.
Must have been 1989.
Yeah.
And I found her sitting in a combi, and I asked her if I can sing with her, for her, because I can sing. You know, and it says sing. So I sang Good Black Woman, and she got really excited because, you know, she was like, wow, a voice like that here in Polokwane, let's do something about this girl. So I went to go live with her for a little bit, and then I think it was then when I stayed with her that I decided, you know what, I want more than what I'm being given here.
Yeah.
I want to go finish my studies, and I want to still learn more about music, more about this voice that I have, and then I will be able to start recording.
It's interesting you went to see Brenda. I mean, it was a brave move. I mean, from our point of view, the media portrayed her to be this troubled person at the time. And she was just this larger-than-life personality of a person. And you saw right through what the media was writing. I mean, for you to brave the idea of just going to see and talk to her. What did you think? Like, what was going on in your head when you approached her?
I wanted the audience. I wanted everybody who had come to see her to be, you know, to see me as well. Because I believe at an early age, I already knew the gift I had. And because I had all these who would tell me, you know what, you are good, you are very good. No, you know how nobody sounds like you, Moraimo. You must do something about it. So when you hear those words, you start taking yourself really more seriously. And one other really, really special event was when I was possibly, I think, 12 years or 11 years old. We had gone away on a on an outdoor match at my school. And they asked, I was very good in debates at school in England. And they asked somebody to rent an item. We were in Transkei, my first time ever going out of Seychelles. And in Transkei, I got there and I sang, you know, when they're still deliberating who won, and you know, and I raised my little hand. I said, I can sing something. And they said, okay, sing something. So they were all laughing, you know, and I stood up there and I started saying, oh, Paradise Road, I only knew the bridge.
Yeah.
There are better days before us.
Nice.
And the burning bridge behind us, fire smoking. The sky is blazing. There's a woman waiting with peace. And a young man nearly beaten off for love. The long paradise is almost closing down. You see, even now, when you sing that song, there's just something about that song. And that's exactly what I sang. And I got thrown with coins. I was so rich at 11 years old.
So they threw coins at
you? My goodness. And there was 120 rands. And you know how much money that was at the time?
That's a lot of money.
I was wealthy, man. And I remember the other kids, the way at that point, all the kids changed how they looked at me because I was never one of those, you know, cute kids at school. They complained about my nose. They complained about the color of my skin, my hair, all of it. So I was a Lone Ranger. Mm. So on that day, I became so famous that I had everyone talking to me. And then when we got home, I still became their favorite at school and sang everywhere, assembly, everywhere, 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 until I cry, smile, and dance.
In studio, we're all excited to have Judith with us in the studio. It's been so long since we hung out with her.
Yeah.
Now, since the last time we spoke, I imagine you've done some shows as well.
Yeah.
Any special places that you've been you wish to share with us?
Oh my God, how long was I here? My goodness. I remember I went to, I did a tour.
Yeah.
When my album came out, actually the gospel one came out, we did a tour, and then I did another tour of the One Word album,
yeah,
which is the one currently out. And with One Word, I remember I did a great show in London.
Yeah.
And the place takes about 500 people,
mm-hmm,
and I think we had about 450 people coming, including, you know, people from the embassy, you know, some people came from South Africa. It was so amazing.
Wow.
That we are even going back again next month. And that's one of the most special shows that I did because I performed for people that did not know me.
Yeah.
And now I've got that fan base that I need to keep, you know, reminding that, hey guys, I'm still here. So it's one of the things we did. But we did some great shows here. We did shows at the State Theatre, at the Lyric Theatre. I love performing in Johannesburg, in South Africa. You know, you go to Cape Town, you get really a great, reception. But we did a concert at the amphitheater in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
I did it three times actually last year. If I tell you, we had about close to 5,000 people.
That's massive.
Coming there, and the attention, you know, when people listen.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. When people love you, they love you. Regardless of whether they see you anywhere or not.
Mm-hmm.
When they love you and you have created a good a career for yourself, they will continuously give you that support. So we did that, those 5,000 people, and it just happened again now this past weekend.
Mm.
5,000 people at the Grand West Casino, they were singing A Cry, Smile, and a Dance. Like, I don't know, it was so amazing to listen to. It was beautiful.
Listen, I'm getting so many requests. People are placing that request now.
Oh, wow.
And one of those is, I think she's one of your biggest fans.
Yeah.
She's a big follower of the show as well. Tebs a baby. And she would like to hear "Oh, Give Thanks."
Oh.
Is it possible for us to begin the performance with that song?
Yeah. It's almost strong.
Gina, yeah, you'll be strong.
He'll follow.
Yeah. All right, so she's here, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you'll be able to watch all of this from Monday. You'll be able to watch it in HD, everything that's happening in the studio.
Wow, Tebs yes. a baby, you're in trouble, you know. How can you ask for that song?
Okay,
how
so
about
yeah.
a cry, a smile, and dance?
Okay, yeah. So cool. Before we get into all the other songs that we're familiar with,
yeah.
So let's start with "Oh, Give Thanks."
Oh,
it's
Neil.
A request, a special one.
Oh, Neil.
All right?
Okay. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone does great wonders, and Lord, for your mercy endureth forever. Let the people, let all people praise his name, for your mercy mercy endureth forever. Father, you are holy, your mercy endureth forever. Oh Lord, your mercy, Lord, it endureth forever. Mercy, Lord, it endureth forever.
Wow. You have such a special gift. One of the things that you do, you're very technical as a singer.
Yeah.
It's very obvious this is something you do deliberately. You hold your notes, you're able, your breathing technique is unbelievable. Let's talk about the signs of singing. For somebody like me, who doesn't know anything about singing, teach me how to sing. What does it take to do what you do?
Firstly, my teacher told me after 4 years of been learning singing that I'm getting it.
Yeah.
She said, oh, now you're getting it. Just before my exam. And I said, really, ma'am? After 4 years? So that tells you something. And she was a professional at Miss Davids, Virginia Davids. Mm. Beautiful classical singer. But when she tells you that it's 4 years and you're actually getting it, it means she's been cooking you for the past 3 years.
Nice.
So now you're getting it. So it's all about... If you don't know, remember that some voices are really God-given. You know, they're a blessing. So you wake up and you've got a voice, you can sing. Some people, you can actually teach them how to sing and they actually become somebody. You know, they become something. They're able to hold a note. They're able to sing a full song and beautifully so. I always say simplicity kills. So if I were to teach somebody who does not know how to sing, I would start them from really, really the basics. Mm. It's a simple scale. It's a C major scale. So you play do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. If they can do that without having to vibrate, and then breathing as well. Everything, it's all about breathing. When you breathe, you're connecting the first note to the last. When you're singing, you're not supposed to break words. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy endure. You'll get so tired, you will not finish that phrase. So that's the technique that we were taught at Varsity. So it actually makes a melody come out so beautiful, because when you're connecting your notes, it's a line. It's a line. And musically, if there were musical notes underneath of this whole entire melody, there's a big whole little round thing connecting the first song to the last.
Yeah.
Which means you've got to sing the whole phrase as one. So you can't disconnect the phrase. So when I teach people vocal training, that's what I teach people. If you can learn how to breathe, then you can be able to carry an entire song.
See, this is why I love doing this with you, because you're so multi-layered. You give the interview such color, and it's education as well.
Yeah.
You're not just an entertainer. Now, there's obviously the emergence of so many artists that we're hearing. They're all over radio. There's so many artists out right now, coming out of everywhere. For somebody who is such a consummate professional as yourself, do you ever listen to radio and you cringe? Please be honest.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
I do.
What makes you cringe?
What makes me cringe is when somebody... There's a different approach to songs. And for example... And I'll still go back to this very same song.
Yeah.
I can't sing it hush.
Yeah.
I can't fight with the song. There are people, and they're professional people, they are on iTunes, they're everywhere, people buy their CDs, they look good on stage, they look beautiful, but when they're having to sing that particular song, they don't know how to attack the song. And attacking the song is a musical term. It doesn't mean fight with the song. This is how to attack a ballad. This is how to attack a fast song. So you need to be able to differentiate between the two.
Yeah.
You know, a melodious song will actually, I promise you, there's one who just released not so long ago, and I'm listening to the music and I'm like, no. You know, I tried to buy the album, yeah, and I was like, no, I'm not ready yet, because it's not, it breaks my heart that they are. And unfortunately, you know what, we kind of like, that's what we give our fans.
Yeah.
And because our fans, some of them can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
They actually think that is the correct
thing. That's the way to do it.
So when the correct thing comes out, they're like, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's actually, there's a manner in which music should be treated.
All right, so let's get into our second performance.
Oh.
I don't know who's going to choose between the two of you. Is Junior going to lead or she'll lead?
Junior, thank you. Junior, please pick a song. I picked the other one.
Okay. So.
Okay, I didn't pick the other one. So pick a very nice song that I know, okay?
Yeah.
And don't pick anything. A Cry Smile. Don't pick EIU.
Okay, Dealing.
Ah, you are trouble. Perfect.
Okay, cool.
Ah, he's...
All right.
You checked it yesterday, ne?
Listen, we know what we're doing here. So please, give us some credit, okay?
I do. I'm impressed.
By the way, this is unrehearsed.
Unrehearsed. Very. Jew?
Judith Sipuma, ladies and gentlemen, everything you're listening to will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m.
Pelo ya ka iwima ke felelwa ke tsepo tsela ye itelele o tsela yona ga ituši ke rona re repela tsela ye itelele mathata ga lefase ga a fele se felelwe ke tshepo ngwaneshu tše bohloko ke tša lefase re gaogelehle ramasedi ge e le tsela telele ka mehla a gona mo e felelang teng seo se leng pelong ya gago ka mehla a gona mo se felelang teng some strings in there.
Nice. Thank you.
Sounds great, dude.
Now, you're a mother.
Yes.
How does that change you as an artist? Or how does that shape you as an artist?
I tell you, those kids keep me young, and I think that's the best thing that has ever happened to me when coming to my kids. There's too much running, there's too much, you know, mommy this, mommy that, mommy don't do that, you know. But that keeps me so grounded, you know, that I can go anywhere in the world and I will miss it. You know, I'll be like, you know what, I need to go home. Even if I call them, it's not the same.
Yeah.
When I'm there and I see their faces, my son is 3 years old. So when I see him running to me, I'm like, oh my God. Just that alone, the love. Children are so innocent, you know, and they carry so much love. And they're so warm. When you do wrong, they'll tell you. even when you talk to them and you're not talking to them in the right way, they'll, you know, even if they don't tell you, but you will see from their body language that, you know what, they're disappointed or something. So you end up saying, okay, come here. Then you give them a hug again and you kiss them. So it kind of like, Mina has taught me how to even deal with my musicians that I work with, because I've got the most amazing patients. Really, really, really amazing patients. And I'm tolerant of even things I should not be tolerant of, but I know when to draw a line at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm accommodative as well. But kids, it's all because I've lived around kids all my life.
Yeah.
And now my oldest daughter is actually now teaching me how to become a grown-up woman still, because she's now a woman. She's become a woman. And she, there are ways, like for example, my mom is not feeling well. You know, and what my daughter will do is she will constantly call to check and make sure that we have checked on Ma. You know, we all call my mother Ma, even if she's their grandparent mother, but it's a Ma. But Mama, Ma, how's Ma today? And then I'll get a surprise. No, I'm with Ma. You know, but she teaches me that again to say you cannot ignore family at all. Mm. Family is important. So yeah.
Now, going back to family,
yeah,
you know, growing up in as people of color,
yeah,
the one thing that's common in our family setup is that you grow up, you get into the professional space, you start working,
yeah,
and then at some point you find yourself having to manage relationships between members of your family. You find yourself having to take care of 10 families at the same time. Yeah. What do you think of that setup as a black people?
I think it's not right. And it's not right to in this manner. You have to know when to not do certain things. Mm. Because family can drain you. And family can actually make you a bitter person, because they will, you know, they end up pulling so much energy from you, because in the name of family, you must do this for me. I'm your this, you must do that for me. Yeah, so
I agree.
Gina is like 20. Just how much have you been through, Junior?
Exactly.
Oh, lot, eh?
Oh. I mean, no,
seriously. Growing up
is tough, eh? Sure, I promise you. And it's not right. I don't think it's right at all.
Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line?
Mina, it's worse because, you know what, I'm a celebrated person. So yeah. I've drawn this line we're on. It's not easy to actually, you know, just decide today that, you know what, Judith, you should give us this.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be like that when I first started. And I just give everybody everything. Then when I realized I'm tired, and not tired of giving, but tired because emotionally it has just taken so much of me that I don't even have time for me. You know, you'll even feel to a point that, you know, you'll even feel guilty when you're watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no man, aka fonela mang mang. Maybe they don't even have food. But then you forget that is not even your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so family, we need to be careful. Family is a good thing to be, you know, it's important to have family. It's important to stay together as family. But it's also important to say no to family. And family needs to know when not to ask.
I like that. Do you keep in touch with other artists?
I do. I love other artists.
She does, eh?
Okay.
I see your media.
I love artists, you know, because I believe that music unites. Music is such a beautiful language of peace, you know, of joy. And I'm not talking happiness, joy. It fulfills you. You become, whether you like it or not, you can be angry with each other, but when you get to listening to one song, that'll unite you. You'll forget about everything else.
Do you hang out with other artists? Who do you hang out with the most?
Yeah, my musicians.
Really?
Yeah. They're my friends. I hang out with... who do I hang out with? I don't know. I've been doing a lot of sporty things now. I don't even know who I hang out with. I hang out with, for example, I'm very good friends with Tanu Somaswai.
Okay.
I'm very good friends with, I love Gloria Bosman. I'm great friends. I'm great friends with quite a lot of them. Asbongile, Mamsbongile Kumalo.
Yeah.
And even male artists as well. I'm friends with I'm friends with all of them.
What's the one hip hop artist you're enjoying at the moment?
Okay, now there's a situation right there with
okay.
me. Okay,
there's
because,
a situation.
Yeah, a situation. Right. So I confuse hip hop
please don't tell me you confuse it with Guaito.
You can't confuse house.
No way, how?
Guys, how? I don't know. So hip hop.
Casper. Yes.
I love Casper.
Okay.
Your vest. Only because my sister, well, shoved it down my throat.
Okay.
You know, okay. And she recorded basically my sister, Rami Trini, is a great fan of Casper. So I just follow.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Makes sense.
So how say, yeah, it's a tricky situation right there.
House is more dance,
like
the upbeat. Repetitive.
Repetitive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's the one.
That's the trick to remember there. Okay. I will not confuse. Actually, you know what? I need to buy some house.
You need to do that.
Because
at some point, I see a situation where one of them comes to you and says, listen, can we do something together?
When I get like, I go. And the thing is, I'm going to whip it because this is how I trained myself.
It's music.
This is the situation with me.
Yeah.
I love a singer that is an all-rounder.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching one of the American artists and she's an R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to go record a Frank Sinatra concert.
Yeah.
And she killed it.
Nice.
I was like, wow. You know, we need to have that here in Mogae. Whereon you go do any style of music and you do it well. Not okay. You do it well.
Mm, yeah. I like that. Can we get into a performance?
Really? Already?
Of course. That's what this is.
Okay.
That's what this is.
So now, Kerana, I'm a businesswoman.
Yeah, we
so
like that.
I have a new album. When Utla, you'll see how you patch in there.
Okay, cool.
This beautiful song of mine, it's called Palesa.
Okay.
But you checked it, mobile?
No.
You don't know it, right?
I love that song. It's such an awesome song.
So Palesa is one of my favorite songs on my new album.
It's a brilliant album.
Oh, sure, so let's go.
It's got such a modern touch to it as well.
That's what I wanted.
Is that what
you
wanted to do?
Thank you for saying that, actually, because I wanted to remain relevant.
Nice.
You know, our generation, you know, the generations change. They grow. We grow into each other. So now we have young artists and a younger generation that actually are discovering who Judith Sipuma is. So I'm trying to get everybody,
okay.
You know, and so that I don't become estranged to them. So here we go.
All right, so you're going to sing, Gina is going to follow. Once again, unrehearsed, ladies and gentlemen.
Palesa, manomo botsa. Palesa, le rata la pelo ya ka botsa. Ke ba dina ledi. Palesa se pono no koti marameng. Hey Palesa, mano mo botse so. Palesa o tshwana le naledi e khanya emponchang tsela naledi ya me so. Palesa, le pato la pelo ya ka, o le ngeloi la mangeloi, umponcha tsela, si tati sa pelo ya ka, na le di e khanya, e wantara ka le tso. Wampon chatsila sepono no koti marame na ledi e khanyang e palisa manomu tsisa palisa rana no koti marame butsiba. Ke ba di na leri palesa le rato la pelo ya ga o lengelo la mangelo I om bon chatela si tati sa pelo ya ga na ledi e hanya e wan tsara ka letso wan bon chatela si tati sa pelo ya ga na ledi ya miso.
What a powerful song. Listen, the first time, I have to admit, I heard it first on radio. I can't remember what radio station it was.
Yeah.
And it was, when I listened, it was in the middle. But somehow I could tell it was you. I was blown away. Tell me about what was going on in your head when you wrote that song.
My daughter. This girl was born, and I had had so many stories about her when I was carrying her. And then I spent 3 months in the hospital every single day watching her, you know, grow to this big chubby girl and fighting for her life. And then she gets out of the hospital, comes home for a very short time, and then she passes on. But I realized in that time, you know, that it's very easy to actually be angry without even realizing how angry you are, or you go through so much in life and you don't realize how much you've been taking on. And she actually taught me about this living life thing, you know, because I saw her fighting for her life, and she was a tiny girl who could not speak, but within her not speaking, I learned so much. You know, I made a decision when she passed on that I'm gonna go figure out who is Judith, because it was like I'm lost. I went to Switzerland, I went to Turkey all alone, and I traveled, I enjoyed myself, and I came back, I decided I'm going to record. And when I recorded, Palisa was the last song that I wrote. Because I wanted to not only talk about her, I wanted to talk about the beauty of this flower, you know, because that was her name. Her name was Mbali. And I said, you know what, Judith, Umubedi, and when I sing in Sepedi, there's something about it when I sing in Sepedi. It's just so melodic.
Yeah.
And it's like it comes out. It's me, you know. I can sing in English, in any other language, but Sepedi really, really, you know, describes who I am. So I went and I wrote Palesa. And Palesa, I remember when we were playing at Aloe April.
It's a flower, right?
It's a flower, yes. So I actually have a tattoo of a flower on my shoulder. For the life of me, I don't know why I went and I got a beautiful, beautiful shoulder tattoo. And let me tell you, I sang Palesa in the studio, and this Aloe April, who was playing guitar at the time, he said to me, Judith, this is the song. And we were done with the recording, but this one had to go. And then we recorded Palesa, and it came out like this. I promise you, we sent singles everywhere.
It's the most unbelievable song.
Sure.
I mean, I'm looking at my timeline right now. People are sending me memes of different characters crying. That's how beautiful the song is. It is such an amazing song. The first time I heard it, it did something to me. I was like,
yeah, me too.
This is blessed music.
It is.
Speaking of blessings, there's a message that came in, and it says, can Judith be my blesser? This is
Kodua. Kodua. A blesser. I need to understand the blesser situation. Okay, let's not understand the blesser situation.
Yeah, please, let's not understand it, because I think... Let me tell you something, what I think of blesser. I really try and stay away from talking about blesser, because I feel like you're breathing life into the concept. And the one thing that's overlooked when people are dealing with pop culture and whatever is perceived to be new and fresh out there is that a blesser disadvantages a particular section of the family. People look at the blesser and the young person with whom they're in a relationship with, but we forget that a blesser has left an entire family.
You're right.
Behind. He's
you
blessing someone else.
Sure.
But an entire family suffers because
we're
breathing life to this concept.
You're
so anyway,
right.
Would you like to be a blesser to this young man?
This is how I'm gonna bless him actually. Let's sing that song, that very particular song. Siya kudu misa.
Love this.
Siya kudu misa. siyakudumisa Jesu. We magnify your name, we magnify your name, we magnify your name, Jesus. Siyakubabaza, 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 Jesu. Siyakubabaza, hallelujah. Siyakubabaza, siyakubabaza, Jesu. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name. We magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, we magnify your name. We magnify your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Jesus. Be blessed, oh, Jesus, oh, 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 Jesus, that's what we call him, oh, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, <ne? laughs> Wow. What happens to you when you sing? Where do you go to? When you sing, where do you go to?
I have no idea. That's something I'm gonna ask God one day. I have, you know what? It actually depends on a song. You know, that's why gospel. This song is from my gospel album, The Experience Life in Concert. This gospel song, when I sing it, it's like, oh, give thanks. There's a place where God wants you to be. There's a place where God wants to take you, and you have to allow him to take you there. And that is the place where only God knows you need to be. So you can start a worship song or a praise song. I promise you will end up where you did not know you had to be. You know, so that's how it is. I never know where I'm going to be until I sing a certain melody. And then that is why it's important sometimes to actually pray and invite God in your life. And then you're singing, and then he takes you to a place where he wants you to be.
Have you ever been unhappy with God at any point in your life?
I think before, when I did not understand who God is, I used to be very angry. And when I got spiritually matured, that's what I would call it. When I got spiritually matured, I kind of like understood his ways. You have to understand how he does things, and you can only understand it when you walk with him. You know, there are people who will go and just mention the name of God, but they're not really walking with God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, we know, we want to entertain people by making them believe that we are God's children. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to stand there and say, I love the Lord, but you know, you don't even understand what you're saying, you know, but it's important to walk with God. You know, when God says, let your light so shine. It means that, you know what, he doesn't want you to go around and telling people, I'm a child of God. People must just see it with your actions and how you live your life.
Judith Sepuma, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's just talk about your life at home.
Yes.
Away from music, I imagine at some point you wrestle for the TV remote with...
It happens every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
So, what do you want to watch on TV?
Mina.
That you hardly ever watch because somebody else wins over you.
Actually, he does.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, he loves watching the WWE... Actually, him and the boys, yes.
Yeah,
the boys, it's wrestling. I don't know why. Lord help me deliver them from that. But anyway, it's wrestling, and then it's all either health, King Ikana, National Geographic.
Okay.
My boys love that.
Nice.
You know, they My son, when he walks in and says, "Mommy, I want a lion," you know, we know where we're going.
Okay.
You know, it's that, and it's also pawn the stuff, to pawn stuff. I hope my husband isn't hoping to pawn me one day.
Okay.
You know, the pawn channels, and then anything educational.
Like the, what is it, Operation Repo or
Operation
something?
Operation Repo. Like, you will find, and you let me talk, one day he recorded for me a program about first time, what is it called? When you meet, love at first sight, marriage at first sight.
Mm.
And I think he made me watch about 6 episodes of that thing, because he kept on saying, "No, you've got to see the next one, what she's going to do,
oh, wow,
what he's going to do." What, and, you know, that's what he does. And he loves television. So, me now, when I'm not doing anything, I want to watch something horror. I love horror, guys.
Mm.
Horror, vampire, this.
Are you serious?
I want somebody to bite somebody. Somebody stab somebody somewhere. That's my kind of movies. I promise you, at the movies, I don't go unless if somebody's going to jump on somebody. When a car jumps on, like, I'm that girl.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's why. And in actual fact, my favorite series is Grey's Anatomy and The Fixer.
Because of the graphic nature of them.
Let me tell you, I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this to my husband? Let me see how I'm going to get him to not grab that remote, and I lose all the time, you know, so, yeah.
90% news of this 90% quota broke just 2 days ago. And understandably so, everybody is very excited.
Yeah.
And I imagine we're going to get to a point where some people are uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Because the rollout has to happen.
Yeah.
The reality on the ground has to take place.
Yeah.
What do you think, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard about it?
Obviously, the first reaction is, wow. You know, I was like, wow, 90% is actually, it's large, it's massive.
Yeah.
You know, and then come to think of it, and then I started thinking, it's really, really good for especially the up-and-coming artists to actually get recognition. Then we will not discover them when we have your summer awards or something like that, which is not good to be discovered there. You know, I'm hoping that we will not have a lot of our artists going with MP3s to go demand that their music be played. I'm hoping that there will not be anything, you know, like that, that is going to degrade us. Because remember, if one of them does it, it means we all do it.
Yes.
That's how it will be looked at. And I'm afraid we as artists, we don't actually mess up, because that is grace. That is grace, because it means that a lot of our artists are actually going to finally see, they're not only going to hear themselves on radio, but they're going to see money.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, Mina, I don't play. If we are all in this business, this is the business of making money. That is why your things have to be good. You have to do your things in the right way.
Let's talk about South Africa focusing on the social consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, the struggle for me, it's very funny, because South Africa went through the struggle,
yeah,
which is something that we're all aware of.
Yeah.
And then there's another form of struggle. There's some kind of revolution that's happening at the moment. There's this instability with the education sector.
Yeah.
There's just, you're picking up a sense of unhappiness to some degree. As somebody who is a mother, and you're obviously concerned about the education of your kids, and how does that make you feel? What's happening in South Africa at the moment? I mean, the banning of the schools.
You know what? It's scary. We cannot even afford to have that, but unfortunately, it is happening. I remember my daughter said to me, "Mommy, I want to go study journalism, but I don't want to study it here." She wants to go do it. She believes that she wants to go learn it somewhere outside of the country. She's only 15. But I worry about my kids when they go to, not only the burning of the schools, there's a whole lot of things that happen in schools nowadays, and including, you know, our drugs. I remember with the Judith Sipuma Foundation, we went to a school in Mabopane to go talk to the young girls there. But you'd be amazed at how much young girls are affected by pregnancies and HIVs, which means that somehow the door is open for that kind of stuff. So it's really more deeper things. Schools are burning. Our kids are losing themselves in schools. You know, your child comes home and they speak into you with a different attitude and a language, and they actually are not learning enough.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes because my kids, they do a lot of extramurals. When they are doing extramurals, they get really happy. Our children, some of them, are not even getting excited with learning mathematics. Mathematics has become such a problem to a lot of kids, and science. So it's really a lot of issues that are happening around education, and we need to try and find a way. You know, I don't know how we're going to resolve this issue. I don't know if it will be resolved, because it's always one thing after another.
Yeah.
One thing after another.
Flowers or chocolate?
Flowers, please, any day. In actual fact, I love flowers, guys. I really love flowers.
Okay.
So flowers, please, if you're listening, flowers, please.
By the way, we got another text. It says, feeling blessed. Thank you, mama.
Thank you.
This is from the same gentleman who desired for you to be
to bless
his
her.
Blessed.
Thank you so much.
All right, we've got, in fact, it's under 7 minutes left.
Okay.
It's between the two of you, so you decide
you
what
decide.
You're going to perform for us. We have to go out with the bang. Listen, I'm going to have to place a request as well.
No, don't ask for a request,
okay.
Like a Christ man in
okay,
a dance.
Fine. Okay,
Jalogy.
Fine.
Please.
All right, that's fine.
You know
that's
that
fine.
Song? It's like I don't know.
Which song?
Something.
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, there he goes. Is he saved?
He is.
Yes.
No, don't do that to us,
Gina. I know
Gina.
He is.
No.
Okay, please.
No, Gina, please.
Gina, I beg you.
No more tears.
I beg you. I'm on my knees.
Okay.
All right.
Can we do like a, you know, like a... You know, I have a song. Yo, you're not gonna. You know what? If you get this, then definitely you are called to play this instrument. It's a song in Lingala that I recorded on my album. Yeah, it's funky. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can possibly do that. It goes. It's a song that talks about uniting Africa.
Right.
It's called Mbote.
Okay.
And I'm singing it in Lingala.
Okay.
Okay, the chorus goes, Yo moninga ngai ngai ngai, yo famiye ngai ngai ngai. That's all. Yo so siya ngai ngai ngai, yo mo ngai ngai. Ah, yo mo ngai ngai. Chorus again. Yo mo ninga na ngai ngai ngai, yo famiye ngai ngai ngai. Yeah, yo zo siya ngai ngai ngai, yo mo ngai ye ngai ye. One last time, this is your chance.
Hold on, let me do this for you.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about, yo. Come on, yo. Mbote na mokili, mokili na ngamumbima ye, yayo yeza yangai ye, papa sunga biso, mbote na yo famiye, famiye ngai ya Afrika, makambo ya yeza ya biso yo soye, na zote sa mbote na mokili, mokili na ngamumbima ye, yayo yeza yangai ye, papa sunga biso, mbote na yo famiye. Yamo ninga nangai ngai.
Ah,
Yawasha.
Oza. Oza. Oza.
Yafa miye. Yamo ngai ye ngai ye. Ah, yamo ngai ye ngai ye. Na zote samote na mokili. Mokili na ngamopimba ye. Chorus. Yamo ninga ngai ngai ngai, yafa miye ngai ngai ngai, yazo siya ngai ngai ngai, yamo ngai ngai ngai.
Oh, nice.
Junior, you're the man. You're the man.
So we finally nailed
so
it. So this is what we do, man. We create magic live in the studio. Yeah. As I mentioned before, none of it is rehearsed.
Yes.
Junior and Judith just hung out today. And yeah, we were able to create magic. Sadly, we're out of time. It always feels like we should just carry on for 4 hours with you.
You know?
Because you're such a blessing to us. Every time you come here, you breathe life into us.
Thank you.
So that's why we appreciate you so much.
Thank
What's
you.
The next project for you? Are you performing anywhere soon?
Yeah, I'm leaving. It's the summers. We're having the Summer Awards. I've got 2 nominations there.
Nice.
Best Female of the Year.
Congratulations.
And thank you so much. Best Contemporary Jazz Album for One Word. And then 10 days later, I leave for London. Not 10 days. I'm lying. Yeah, a few days later, I leave for London. I've got 2 shows in London.
Okay.
And then I'm going to spend my birthday in London and come back on the 1st of July.
Nice.
Or the 30th of July.
Nice. Listen, it's always a pleasure having you here. Always come back and let us know if you've got these shows.
Yes.
So we can attend as well.
Thank you. I will.
Everything you heard today will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes from now. And remember, you'll be able to view the entire discussion from Monday. Everything that was happening in the studio, you'll be able to see it live. Junior, once again.
Yo, bro. Thank you, man.
I am
Thank
at a loss
you.
For words with what you're able
Thank
to do.
You, man.
Very talented Junior,
sure.
ladies and gentlemen.
He is, absolutely.
Unbelievable stuff. Judith, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Anil, for
thank
having
your,
me.
Thank your family
yes.
on our behalf. Because
thank
without
you so
them,
much,
you
will.
Wouldn't be here
yeah.
to hang out with
yeah.
us.
Thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll catch you on social media. We out of here.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Central, WOC. O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC. O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC.
Yeah, baby.